In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register.
아프르드 요셉 தன் தாவீதின் வம்சத்தானும் குடும்பத்தானுமாய் இருந்தபடியினாலே தனக்கு மனைவியாக நியமிக்கப்பட்டு கர்ப்பவதியான மரியாளுடனே குடிமதிப்பெழுதப்படும்படி
கலிலேயா நாட்டிலுள்ள நாசரேத்திலிருந்து யூதேயா நாட்டிலுள்ள பெத்லகேம் என்னும் தாவீதின் ஊருக்கு போனான். ஆமீன்.
І сталося ж так, що коли вони були там, сповнилися дні, щоб її народити. І вона народила свого первенця, сина, сповела його і поклала в яслях, оскільки в гостиниці не було для них місця.
Зай Батлихам, де є ой, є мук ян ян, є ган зикбан, хан сау ян кун, є чу де яко сізе, зам зай та мун пам бін, чу де вінг гуанг сі мін зіл зя та мун, мук ян ян зя хан гуй па.
Za ku sami jariri rufe da zanin goyo kwanci a kwanon da gobe.
Et tout à coup, une foule d'anges de l'armée céleste se joignit à l'ange. Ils adressaient des louanges à Dieu et disaient:
Ære være Gud i det høyeste, og fred på jorden blant mennesker som har Guds velbehag.
Udumo kunkulunkulu weliphezulu nokuthula emhlabeni kubantu abathokozelwa nguye.
जब फरिश्ते उनके पास से आसमान पर चले गए तो ऐसा हुआ कि चरवाहों ने आपस में कहा
कि आओ बेतलहम तक चलें और ये बात जो हुई है और जिसकी खुदाओं ने हमको खबर दी है देखें।
Lalu mereka cepat-cepat berangkat dan menjumpai Maria dan Yusuf dan bayi itu yang sedang berbaring di dalam palungan. Dan ketika mereka melihatnya, mereka memberitahukan apa yang telah dikatakan kepada mereka tentang anak itu. Dan semua orang yang mendengarnya heran tentang apa yang dikatakan gembala-gembala itu kepada mereka.
Mari yang gabe abala, biam bitu bisa, sukobia anemu, dofe pebala biam penggadugan, pelugu, betamen zamba, asu idzo misi penggawok yen, enggabe ikan ya bengga takbo.
Ach daar later, toe dit tyd was om die kindjie te besny, het hy die naam Jesus gekry, die naam wat deur die engel genoem is, nog voordat hy in die moederskoot ontvang is.
Well, we've had some amazing singing tonight. You've been in fine voice, some amazing performances, and also some wonderful readings from the Bible. And we heard a couple of readings ago from the prophet Isaiah 700 years before the birth of Jesus. And there was a promise of a baby who would come, who would be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Four titles that put an awful lot of expectation on the shoulders of one baby. And we just heard in that reading with multiple language of how 700 years later, an angel of choirs burst out of heaven proclaiming peace on earth. Why? Because of this baby in a manger. And here we are, 2,000 years later, sat in Norwich, having experienced some glorious singing and praise. And I wonder if you're ever left thinking, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, but really, where is it? You know, internationally, it feels like we're edging towards war. Nationally, there is genuine tension. And that's not to mention tea time in my house almost every day at the end of the school day, where it feels like someone has pushed the nuclear button. Jesus is meant to be the Prince of Peace? Has he been overselling and under-delivering? Well, I guess the challenge for us is we think of peace and we think of something far smaller than Isaiah the prophet was promising. See, he's talking about a peace that is just not of this world. It's far greater, it's far more personal. It is peace with God himself. Now, I don't know if you ever think about this, but sometimes our biggest problem is different than we thought. From my perspective as a church pastor, so often the horizontal relational challenges often go back to the fact that we have a vertical issue with God. We don't know the God who made us. It makes us spiritually impoverished. Let me just give you an example of that. So many of our best thinkers of the day say lots of our anxieties and worries are rooted in the fear of not being accepted. Listen to Madonna, not Mary, the mother of Jesus, but the pop star Madonna. This is what she had to say in an interview with Vanity Fair. She said this: "All of my will has always been to conquer a sense of inadequacy. I'm always struggling with that fear. My drive in life is always of that horrible fear of being mediocre, and that's always pushing me. Because even though I'm a somebody, I still have to prove I'm a somebody. My struggle has never ended, and it probably never will." That is the words of a woman who has sold 65 million albums and is worth $850 million. And yet she still says, "I've got to prove I've got to be a somebody." We're all looking for acceptance. And I want to suggest to you that deep down, the acceptance we really want and really need is the acceptance of the one who made us and knows us and rules eternity. See, we want peace and we need peace with God. And this is a way bigger issue than most of us realize. See, the truth is that we all pursue life with conflict with God. We don't want him to be in charge. We don't want to need him. We want to be independent. We want to decide what's right and wrong. We want to get the praise. That's what the Bible calls sin. And whether you'd call yourself religious or not, we all have a problem with it. And the irony is, as I turn away from God, I think, that's where I'm going to get freedom and approval and acceptance. But often it's the complete opposite. I feel vulnerable and exposed and ashamed and under judgment, always seeking more and never quite finding it. You see, we are made to enjoy the love and acceptance of God and be at peace with him. But we've mistreated him. And what does it take to return back to that peace? It's forgiveness. You see, that is why Jesus came. That's why he can be the Prince of Peace. See, we can't fully understand how the child can bring peace without fast-forwarding to Easter. See, Isaiah, in this astonishing book in the Old Testament, he not only promises of the wonderful counselor, everlasting father, Prince of Peace, he also talks of someone else who will come and suffer to bring us hope. These are the words from Isaiah 53. He says this: "The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." You see, for Jesus to be able to come and forgive us and give us peace, it comes at a great personal cost. It means needing to absorb the cost of the injustice that has been done. Now, just imagine for a moment that you stole my car. and you're razzing it around Norfolk, having a jolly old time, and you smash it into a lamppost, and you're not insured, and you write off my Ferrari. Okay, obviously, I don't have a Ferrari. I drive a Lamborghini. So, again, I'm kidding. But I imagine you wouldn't have the money back to pay off my imaginary Ferrari. You know, 1.5 million quid. Let's say it's a really expensive one. And at that point, I've got two options with you. One, I could take you to court to make you pay over many, many years. Or two, I could forgive you. But to forgive you, it isn't free. I still need to fix or buy a new car. I have to absorb the costs myself. Then you'll have no debt to pay, not because there isn't a debt, but because I've paid it. And not only that, I'm choosing to absorb the pain to the relationship. And every right to say, you are not welcome in my house again, particularly after the way you treated my Ferrari. But actually, I'd be choosing to give you the gift of friendship and acceptance, even though you deserve the opposite. See, that's always the way forgiveness works. It always comes at a cost. If you forgive someone, you bear the cost rather than insisting the wrongdoer does. See, that is what Jesus was doing when he, the mighty God, came and lived life as a man and died a criminal's death on a wooden cross. You see, the mighty God absorbed the pain and the penalty on the cross for our rebellion against his rule, our rejection of his love. Jesus went through hell. That's what hell is. It's separation from the love and acceptance of God. It's where we're headed, but it's what the Son of God went through so he can say to us, it ends here. You deserve punishment, but I'll take it. You deserve separation, but I'll take it. You do not deserve welcome or acceptance, but I will offer it. Your debt can be paid for by Jesus so that you can be forgiven. You know, that's what makes Christianity so unique. You just don't see it in the other world religions. For example, in Buddhism. Do you know what Buddha's final three words were? Strive without ceasing. But as you look at Jesus on the cross, his final three words were, it is finished. In other words, I've done the striving. It's done. Christmas doesn't make sense without Easter. And the Prince of Peace won't make sense until you realize that our deepest need isn't a vaccine for a virus. I know that's long in the past. Or a lottery win, but the forgiveness of sins. He came to offer peace with God, peace with the Maker, vertical, which brings peace within. Everything changes. You're accepted in the eyes of the one person whose opinion truly matters. Whatever happens in this life, however we eventually come to our death, we know welcome awaits us in eternity. There is no need to fear eternal darkness. And unlike Madonna, we know we are a somebody because someone loved us enough to die for us. As I know peace with God, it reframes my experience of life in this broken world. It enables me to express forgiveness in my own relationships, and that is transformative in itself. And God's promise is that the peace we long for will one day come. And when it does, it will be final. See, the Jesus who came firstly in weakness and died on the cross was raised in power. And one day he will come back as the king and he'll put right all the wrongs and all diseases, restore justice, and he will institute the peace of God, and we can be part of it by accepting the forgiveness that he offers us freely now. You know, I don't know if you've ever thought that maybe lots of the problems you face come because you are separated from God. The Prince of Peace has come. He's died. He's come to bring acceptance and genuine hope. And the invitation is for all of us here today to come and join in the peace by trusting him as our Savior and King.